Hello and welcome back to Reality Check. No lengthy ads this week, you all know the drill. Free consultation for anyone interested in trying out private sessions, and a link to my Groupon on the homepage. Now let's jump into this week's topic, which is honesty. I'm going to start with my own personal experience on this before getting into what I think are the universalities of it. I was a fairly depressed teenager that was constantly craving human contact and usually falling short due to a lack of confidence. In my bullying episode, I detailed how I overcame that particular hurdle, but this was something else entirely. This was me sitting in my bedroom every night wishing I was hanging out with friends, and of course, the thing that all shy guys pine for, you know, a girlfriend. With so much time alone, I had a great deal of time to introspect. And being the naturally inclined problem solver that I am, I often tried to find something about my reality that I could control. But seeing as how I was a young teen, there wasn't much control that I could find, so it fell to shaping my words and my actions. When I could, I would go out with my friends who knew girls, which at the time I thought was the only plausible way I could meet them since I went to an all-boys school. And for a few years, like most boys, I would tailor myself to try to be exactly what I thought those girls wanted from me. I'm not sure I ever outright lied, but if I did, it was never anything huge. But in every way that mattered, I was being disingenuous. I was a walking, talking facade. And most importantly, it wasn't working. Around that time, I was reading sci-fi and fantasy novels left and right. I can't remember now which story or series it was, but there was one story point where one of the characters asked of another, "How can we know if he's lying?" And the other character responded, "That's not possible. His people never lie." And that was the end of that discussion. I don't know why that slight interaction hit me so hard, but I instantly knew that I wanted that to be me. When people thought of the name Brian Martinet, I wanted them to say, "No, Brian doesn't lie. It's just not in him." That, to me, would be the highest honor of integrity, you know, that someone could possibly attain. And so from that point on, I decided that no matter the consequences, I would be honest. Now here's where things get interesting. Because I know what you may be thinking, you know, big deal, we're all told to be honest from birth, how is this anything special? Well, because I took it to an extreme. The first thing I resolved was that when asked a question about myself, I would volunteer anything and everything. Needless to say, this made games of truth or dare pretty crazy. But it had a pretty drastic cascading effect on every area of my life, and none of it was planned. The first thing that happened was that contrary to what I had always feared, that if people knew the real me that they wouldn't like what they saw, it was actually the opposite. People were taken aback by my ability to say exactly what I thought and to admit to things that would mortify most teens. This had the immediate effect of bolstering both my self-esteem and my confidence. My self-esteem because I realized that I had this new great tool in the form of honesty that I could wield to an advantage that others seemed to dismiss. And my confidence because I learned that there was nothing to fear from other people. Even in rejection, I always found comfort in the idea of, well, she doesn't like who I am, but that's okay. My honesty is more valuable to me than her affections would have been. Now, I'm not saying I suddenly went from this shy guy to, you know, a ladies' man, but that's not even really the point. The important thing is that I felt 100% different. People were interested in talking to me. My complete lack of self-consciousness made other people feel at ease. In a way, this decision to be totally honest is what started me on my path towards psychology and this very life coaching practice, because through this honesty, people started dropping their guard around me. I was metaphorically standing naked before people, unflinching, and in witnessing that, those people thought, you know, maybe I can try to be a little bit like that too. It led to interesting, deep conversations from people, and especially girls, that I never would have had the guts to even approach before. And all of these effects all fed back into each other. When I jumped into that honesty deep end, and I got back positive reinforcement in every conceivable aspect of life, it made me that much more brave. I started making jokes that would have scared me to death to make before. And they didn't always get laughs, but they usually did. And the funny thing is, even when they didn't, it didn't bother me. Unbeknownst to me, I had built up this super thick layer of self-esteem that allowed me to take risks and not fear rejection, or even someone deciding that they didn't like me. I didn't set out for any of these results to happen. I just wanted people to regard me as incorruptibly honest. But in the process, I had inadvertently removed my own depression, or at least a huge chunk of it. And that leads me to the universality of honesty. Obviously, my story is unique, as are all of our stories. But the key here encompasses two points. The first is that honesty liberates and illuminates. What do I mean by that? Well, it liberates us from our cage of secrets. When you decide that some part of yourself must remain secret, what you are really saying is, I'm going to cut this part of me off from the rest of humanity. In that way, except with maybe your husband or wife, you're never really fully present. A part of you is always locked away. Does that mean you have to be forthcoming with every aspect of yourself to everyone you meet? Of course not. But it's more the idea that if this random person somehow did find out everything about you, you wouldn't feel ashamed of any of it. Now, obviously, this assumes that, you know, you stand by your actions and mindsets, which ironically is another hidden feature of being completely honest, is that it keeps you honest, morally. Now, what do I mean by honesty illuminating? Obviously, if you're honest with people, who you are is illuminated to those people. But that's not the interesting part. What's really cool about this is that, much as I alluded to earlier, other people become so much more open to you. They drop their guard, they feel more at ease with their opinions and thoughts, and even if they have the opposite reaction, even if they clam up and become intimidated by your honesty, that illuminates who they are as well. I've seen people who have this well-established and maintained mask of sociability, who have small talk down pat and seem to be extremely confident, and all of that was useless to them when confronted by deeper, honest discourse. They don't know how to handle it, and it scared them. So one way or another, honesty is going to shine a light in the darkness and show you who people really are. The second key to honesty is that over time, it can make you emotionally invulnerable from other people. Now, that's quite the claim, right? Let me break that down so there's no confusion. First, the honesty needs to start with yourself. You need to be brutally honest with who you are, how you think, what your strengths and weaknesses are, what you've done wrong, and how you've learned from it, and on and on and on. That's step one. Step two involves learning to feel comfortable with everything you've discovered about yourself. Part of that will involve more introspection, and part of that will involve being honest with others and just sort of soaking in the reality that is you. Now let's say you've done all that. How does it make you emotionally invulnerable? Well, let's break down what an emotional attack from others is trying to accomplish and what its methods are. First off, any attack is an attempt to change a part of what you're doing, how you think, or who you are. And it might not even be an attack per se. It could be someone genuinely trying to help you by telling you that you're doing something wrong. But regardless of the specific intentions, they are trying to change you or manipulate you. That's the motive, but what's the method? Well, it can only be one of two things. Either they're trying to hit you in a vulnerable place that's true, or it will be false, but the hope is that even in falsehood, the attack will shake you into changing. So how does complete inner and outer honesty negate this? Well, there's a few possible scenarios. First, just to get it out of the way, since your honesty has given you a crystal clear image of yourself, any falsehoods can get thrown aside immediately. After all, if this person has a weaker view of yourself than you do, such that they make statements about you that are obviously false, why take what they have to say seriously? At best, they're ignorant, and at worst, they're trying to be manipulative. But what if what they say is accurate? Here's where the honesty really pays off, because this is a win-win situation. Either you're already aware of what they're saying, and you agree with them, in which case, that's not going to hurt you in the slightest, right? Or they're telling you something that you didn't know about yourself, perhaps because it was in a psychological blind spot of one form or another. If it's the latter, then you actually owe that person your thanks, because far from hurting you, they actually just helped you by showing you a bit of truth that you were blind to. And because by this point, honesty and self-awareness are so important to you, it doesn't even matter if they were trying to hurt you with the information or not. All that matters is that now you have it, and you can see yourself that much more clearly. You can only really be hurt by things that you're ashamed of. Honesty is a purifier that burns away all shame. Now, let me be clear here. Getting to this level of honesty is going to vary in difficulty depending on who you were, how you were raised, etc. Also, it's worth pointing out that I made this transition in my teens, when it's easier to reshape oneself, both in terms of brain development and in terms of social pressures. So don't take from this the idea that becoming this comfortable with honesty is an easy thing. For most people, it's not going to be. But I can vouch for the rewards it brings. I sincerely credit that single decision I made as a teen to be the very defining moment of my life. If I had continued on my previous course, I would be 100% different now, and I'm guessing 100% less confident. As with everything, your results may vary, but as far as I can tell, even a little bit more honesty, both with yourself and with others, can't help but to pay exponential dividends in the long term. If you've listened to all this and you think to yourself, damn, it sounds great to live a life without shame like that, but I don't know how to do that. Well, that's what I'm here for. Send me a message and we can schedule that free consultation that I mentioned. You've got nothing to lose other than an hour of your time, and you've got the rest of your life to gain. And with that, I thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you all again next week.